Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. This is show number 171, and we are going to have a special show for you today. It's all about gratitude.
Excellent.
We did a gratitude episode a while back. I believe it was show number 93. And it was perfect because it was just before the holidays, which this happens to also be. And it gives us the opportunity to sort of slow down and reflect on all the things that we are really, truly grateful for.
When it comes to this podcast.
That's it?
Yes.
We're going to limit it to this podcast.
Sure people at home do not want to hear everything that we're grateful for. They only want it related to this podcast and Disney, I believe.
Okay, sounds
pretty
good.
Sure. At least that's me, at least. Otherwise, it'd be too long.
Yeah. I'm glad you chimed in there because I feel like the intro, I was starting to get a little mushy.
Were you?
And I just don't want to. I don't want people to tune out.
There's a lot to be grateful for. 2017 flew by.
It did.
You know, we changed a little bit on the podcast. We do the live show consistently on Facebook, which is fun, but there's been a lot going on for us in the last, I'd say, 10 months.
There has been. I hope that you guys still enjoy the podcast. I know that this would not be possible without all of you. So let me just start off by saying...
Hold on a second. Oh. Don't go right into them yet.
Okay.
It started off, I feel like this year has been the transition year for us where... You know, there can't be a week that goes by where we don't put out an episode.
You basically just were like, slow your roll, lady.
I know. I was just like, slow your roll. You're like, not even going back and forth. You're just kind of like rolling through the show.
I'm sorry.
Take it easy a little bit, will you?
I want to share all these. It's a pretty awesome
list. This has been a good year for us. I love Thanksgiving and I love this part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think it's really important to slow down and reflect on the things that are most important to you. And I think it's especially important, and it's easier, I guess, maybe during the holidays, you do get that chance and opportunity to kind of realize that there are so many things to be grateful for. And so I really wanted to do this show kind of like a part two of the other episode. I believe, okay. I think I said episode number, it was 93, but I'm actually not 100% sure.
93, episode number 93 feels so long ago.
Yeah, it does. We've come a long way, at least just with the audio.
That's for sure. somebody messaged me on Twitter the other day and said, your audio is low. And I'm like, really? I thought I fixed that problem. And I went back and listened, and he must have listened to old episodes.
I don't know, because I feel like it is still kind of low. But
is it really?
I mean, it's better. I feel like it's better. But yeah, maybe we still can work on it.
All right.
Anyway, these are all related to Walt Disney World, and I just made this fun little list that I want, well, we made this fun list that we're going to share with you.
You made it.
I made it.
It's fine. You can say that.
You're going to
pretty
go
sure they know
with
that
it
already.
Well, I made the list, and then you came up to me and you said, I really like it. Those are all the things that I was going
to
say.
Well, you came up to me and you said, I think we should do a gratitude show. And I'm like, first of all, we already did that.
Whoops.
Second of all, okay. And then I was thinking about things I'm grateful for. And you're like, all right, let me just create a list. We'll go over an outline. And then you can add things if you have anything else. And I'm thinking Connie's list is going to be...
What?
You know what? I don't really know what I thought your list was going to be.
Okay.
But I read your list and I was like, those are really good. I don't have anything to add to those.
So you're basically not doing your homework and just...
Yeah, I didn't do any homework this time. I read your list. Okay. I agreed with it. And I think we should just roll with it.
All right, can I roll with it now?
Go for it.
Is it time?
I think it is.
Did I slow my roll long enough? Yes?
Go.
Okay. So first, this goes without saying, I guess, but I really want to say how grateful we are for our Unlocking the Magic family. You guys really are family, and without you, this would definitely not be possible. I just want to share our deepest gratitude.
Yeah, I mean, these way back in episode number 50, we had some guests on the show from people who listen to the podcast, and we had them kind of play their favorite moments of Disney World, and that seems so long ago, and we've always said, hey, we should have a listener show. We really have to do that coming up, because I really feel like without the emails and people coming to join us on Facebook or messaging us, we probably wouldn't continue to do the show.
It's not always easy.
Like no, it isn't.
Right, you know, and so the days that are difficult, you guys really help us push through. And you're all amazing. And I just love that. I love how we can be part of your day and you, your messages, your pictures that you send us and your Facebook posts and all that really is what keeps us going day after day.
It keeps you going through the times when you're like, I don't want to do this right now. You know, you always cranky. Get those points. Like we try to do a show and have it be a positive show. So you could listen to the podcast, whether you're at work or driving in the car with your kids, and feel upbeat and motivated and think about Disney and either reflect on your past Disney trip or look forward to your next one. And the emails and messages that we get are the same for us, because some days, especially over the last couple months, we've had days where we're like, I don't think we could do a show. And then it just seems to happen. As soon as we say that, we get an email or a message of somebody saying, hey, I listened to episode number whatever it was, and I just have to say that it was great. I really, really enjoyed the podcast. Puts a smile on my face. I'm glad you guys are doing it. Keep up the good work. And that's when you're like, oh, we got to do a podcast episode today.
No, it doesn't go, oh, we got to do a podcast episode. It says, wow, we are really helping everyone and we are making a difference in your day. And that's so amazing, you know, being able to be part of your day and maybe put a smile to your face. I don't know about me putting a smile on your face, but Bruce is kind of funny sometimes.
Right.
I try to be funny, but admittingly, it's not always the case. Anyway, so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're truly, truly grateful. All right. Next one kind of has something to do with the show that you were mentioning about everyone's favorite memories. And this one is discovering the magic of Walt Disney World. Not the message, not the meaning, not even the history, but really discovering the magic. And I feel like what we've learned over the years is that the magic is discovered for each of you when you slow down just a little. Look, I know it's Disney World and it's hard sometimes to slow down, but when you savor those little moments, those are the ones that will become your best memories and will eventually, they will last a lifetime.
Right.
Right? That's it?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. I think we've talked about that a lot on the show is that, you know, there's more to Disney World than just trying to get the next Fast Pass.
Yeah.
And we try to really talk about that quite frequently on the show. And those are the most responses that we get from people, either whether that be on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. They say, hey, listen, you know, we took your advice and I'm glad we did. And we slowed down a little bit and it was a very enjoyable trip.
Right. Maybe I should come up with a new term than slow down, because that's, I think that it's that frightens people sometimes.
No, actually. I think it's perfect. I think should slow down. Okay. I think, yeah, because when you do that, you notice things.
Don't fight us. Just do it.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, people don't listen to us. When you don't have to listen to our advice. You know, I know that it's expensive to go to Disney. And,
I mean, I wouldn't. No, I'm just kidding.
And you want to get as much as you possibly can, but you're not going to have the best trip you possibly could if you do that. Sometimes it's better to sacrifice a Fast Pass or a attraction and enjoy family time. I mean, that's really why you're going to Disney World.
It really is. And every time we have a special memory, it isn't because we went on a specific attraction. It's the little things that they pick up, or the kids pick up, or that we pick up that we remember the most. So,
right.
Whether it's a bus driver that's singing in the bus and we were thinking it was music playing, that's a memory that will last us for a lifetime. So,
right.
Okay. The next one is being able to record memories with our kids and having them on the show. I think that is something that is super cool. And sometimes I feel a little bit too exhausted to realize how cool it is, but having them, I mean, it's only been a couple times, but having them on the show with us and then someday being able to go back and listen to their voices is pretty, pretty cool. So I'm truly grateful for that. What do you think?
I agree. That's going to be the best thing to go back and listen to. Even us, you know, going back to listen when we're 80 years old to the podcast, if we're still, maybe we're still doing it then.
I hope so.
But to go back and listen to the show and listen to what your experience was, because it's really kind of documenting what we're doing.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a little different than actually when you're videoing versus having just audio. They relax a little bit more, and so you really get to appreciate their voices a little bit.
And not to cut you off, but it's two totally different things. Like vlogging is in the moment. So sometimes when you're vlogging, you don't really get to it's almost like you're rushing around, right?
Yeah.
You're not really paying attention to what you're actually doing at the moment because you're worried about the camera, or you're worried about the angle, or do you have full battery life? That's happened to us when we do live streams. That's why you know, on the future visits, we probably won't live stream as much, maybe in our Patreon group, because you don't get to enjoy the moment as much. But the podcast is kind of like, you know, you're going to do an episode later on, so you have to take mental notes and really observe what's going on, so that way later on, when you do talk about it, you don't forget everything.
Exactly. And being able to go back and listen to our youngest voice, like, as she gets older and older, her voice will change.
Yes. Yeah, I love hearing the little kid voice.
I love that. I'm so grateful. Even though sometimes they give us a hard time.
Right.
I am grateful for the moments that they, that when they come onto the show, well, come on the show and share their little opinions.
Totally. And they do give us a hard time every time they come on the show. Well, both times they came on the show.
I would say that the older kids do.
I think as they get older, it's going to be more difficult for us to get on. We should really enjoy the fact that our youngest wants to come on and try to get her on as much as possible, because I'm sure that's going to change in a couple of years.
I guess that's true. What happens? What happens that makes them? It's just awkward.
Adolescence.
Yeah. It's like mom and dad, that's their thing.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
Right. Exactly. And they don't want to be anything. They don't want anything to do with us.
Yeah. Until they get to go to Disney with
especially
us.
If it's documented and recorded.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, I totally agree with you on that one.
Well, I'm glad. So our next one, I keep saying mine.
Yeah, no, ours. We're both here.
We're both here. Hello. Hi. Is Epcot World Showcase. And I know that sounds kind of silly.
It does. When I first read this, I was like, Epcot World Showcase?
What's she mean?
It's not even on your top three.
What do you mean not my top three?
Epcot's not in your top three.
For parks?
Yes.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't say that. It's really hard for me to rate the parks, to be quite honest.
It changes all the time for me. Like, people ask us all the time, what are your favorite parks? And it's a variation. It depends on it really depends on my last experience. I never, like, there's not one park that's set in stone for me as number one. It's kind of like, how much fun did I have on our last trip? And then that gets bumped up.
Bumped up?
Bumped up.
I have a hard time rating them, yet if I decide to rate them, I still have to visit all four parks when we go. And like, I feel like something's missing when
we go. You do, because we were doing this with an upcoming trip. We have three day parks, and you're like, I'm having a very hard time not be going to four parks.
Wait, first of all, my tone is like that? I don't feel like my tone, I don't feel like I sound like that.
I should record you off the air. Okay. Secretly.
All right. So say it again. What was I saying?
How do I say it? I forget again.
I need to go to all four parks. What's the problem?
I mean, there's no problem.
The attitude, the problem isn't the problem. The problem is the attitude.
Well, the problem is when you book the trip, you don't want to go to all four parks. But then when you go, you do.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to pay for all four parks.
Yeah, but... and then we're scrambling.
Right. Anyway.
Well, this is a grateful show, and it's turning into not so much grateful.
Yeah, right. Let's turn it around.
Back it up.
Okay. Epcot World Showcase, because... where else? Unfortunately, as of now, we have not been able to travel outside of the country. So we're so grateful that Epcot allows us to experience some of these cultures. And Bruce, of course, the food.
Well, I hope that they're actually like that. Imagine if we go to these places and like, this isn't anything like Morocco.
Oh no, we're going to be in for a rude awakening.
No, I'm just joking, because Disney does a great job of...
this is not research France.
And, yeah, this is not what the Eiffel Tower is way bigger than in Disneyland.
I am so disappointed of how large the Eiffel Tower is. Okay, that's my sarcastic voice, if you guys listening don't get it.
Much different than the voice about going to four parks off the air.
Okay, moving on. But I really am truly grateful for World Showcase. And I know many people take it for granted. I sure try not to, because like I said, we haven't just had the opportunity, I guess, to travel out of the country yet. And I feel a true sense of the cultures when we travel to Epcot and get to go through and see the movies and see the artifacts, and whether that be, you know, experience the country with their food or whatever. It's just, I'm really grateful for it.
Me too, because you're probably not going to ever go to Morocco.
Well, I don't want to limit myself and say I'm probably not, but at least...
so I'll limit you and say you're probably never going to go to Morocco.
Or probably not going to go to Mexico. What are you saying? You're depressing me now.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that there are some places that I'm grateful to be able to see what they would be like, or the culture, or some of the dances or songs that they would sing in their own country, because I'll never go there.
All right.
And Disney's Epcot allows you to do that.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
No.
All right. Well, let's move on then.
But I am grateful, and I'm grateful that at least the kids for now get to see some of that and be able to experience it. It's so fun just being able to eat around the world, get snacks, read a little bit about certain attractions in the countries. I love going to Norway and reading about Norway, or whether it be in China. It's just so much fun to feel like you've traveled even though you're still in the state of Florida.
So, and I'm pretty sure I'm never going to Norway.
What? You're really bumming me out.
It's cold in Norway.
Oh my gosh. Will you stop it? Now it doesn't sound like a grateful one.
But the shows are really underrated. Like the little street performances they have.
They're street performances, and they're like, and it's almost like you really in a world showcase, you really should have some kind of plan, or at least see what times the shows or the street performers play, because if you don't, you might miss out. And that's part of what makes the world showcase so fun.
Right.
And immersive. Don't you agree?
Totally.
Yeah. So other than that, and eating around the world, those are my two favorites. And I truly am grateful for the experience. I love that Disney brought this to us.
Throw a little side entrance in there and you'll be good to go for me.
Throw a little side entrance. You're in and out on the boardwalk in no time.
Yes.
All right, my next one, or our next one, I'm really having a hard time saying that, is the level of experience that we receive with a Walt Disney World vacation.
Now, let's dig a little deeper into that, because I'm not exactly sure I understand.
I'm not exactly sure that I even explained it at all with that sentence. But what I mean is there are very few places that I feel that you can have sort of a peace of mind knowing I'm booking this vacation, and no matter what, the experience, the cleanliness, all that, you know you're going to experience.
So you're saying even if you book a value resort, you're still going to get a pretty good vacation.
You're still in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. There's levels of expectations you set depending on where you're going for vacation, and Disney is always pretty high.
Yeah.
It's and even really when people have I don't want to say a bad experience at Disney, or they just are let down a little bit, it's still 10 times better than any place else where you'd be let down.
100% agreed.
So you know that you're spending all this money on Disney, and it is expensive. We know that. They are very expensive, but I think
not always. Wait a minute. Not always. Like, a value isn't – when you compare vacations, like, we have gone to fairs and things around us recently, or if you think about how expensive it is to take a family to a movie, when you the grand scheme of things,
you're right. But you know what, when you say a movie or a fair, that's a one-time thing, and so it doesn't seem that expensive, right? But when you book a Disney vacation,
no, it usually seems expensive.
I mean, it does, but not compared to the whole lump sum you have to pay for your hotel, your airfare, your tickets, your food.
Yeah.
So it does seem like a lot, and a lot of people have to save up for many years in order to go on one Disney vacation.
Us too.
But you, right, you know that when you spend that money, it's going to be money well spent.
Yes. And there's no real second guessing of your vacation.
Like, when we traveled, like when we drive down to Disney, for instance, right? We stop at a hotel, you know, we're in Boston, we'll drive down, we'll stop in North Carolina, South Carolina-ish, and we'll research a little bit on the hotel on the way down, like where we're going to stay. This is where we think we're going to be. Let's book a hotel room. And then when we get to the hotel room, we check in. We're scoping out the lobby. And then when you open that door, you're like crossing your fingers that when you open that door, it's going to be what you expect.
Right. Are the pictures really going to match what's online?
Right. Like, there was really two reviews that said it was horrible. And you're like, oh, what, this one had less two horrible reviews.
Right.
So you're kind of like one eyes closed and fingers crossed opening that door, walking through that threshold. But on Disney, you never have to do that.
No, you can guarantee most of the time, I would say, that it's going to be an awesome experience.
You could stay at the least expensive resort in Disney, and it's still 10 times better than most regular resorts.
At least you know that you're going to be in a place where you just immediately go into this bubble, and you really leave all your worries behind. And I'm truly grateful for that. I'm grateful that there is a place that we can go and escape and really have that family time together.
Right. And I understand someone's going to be out there that had one bad experience.
But of course.
For the most part. The cleanliness level, the service level, the level of the amenities are going to be pretty top notch.
I'm laughing because a few times we got, I think it was, I forget how long ago, but we were one of the first to use the magic bands. And I think the first experience was great. And then the second time they didn't work that well, or they miscalculated on our dining credits or something. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things.
See, to me, a good experience at a resort is cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
For service.
Sure. Service.
That's the two things that I think about.
Oh, I thought there was three, so that's why I was repeating. my tone was going to get higher.
No, I think of cleanliness and I think of service because, you know, there can be a mishap with your room key. Like, that's unavoidable. Like, technology is out there, but it's not flawless.
Right.
And some cook could have missed a step on that recipe to make that food not come out the best it possibly can. But the cleanliness of the resort is something that is obvious.
Right.
And the service is something that can make up for any one of those other glitches.
Totally. And I know I mentioned this in our other podcast episode, Gratitude, but I feel like I need to say it again. I'm truly grateful for you cast members that really take care of us when we're there. And it really is part of that Disney experience that we so appreciate and truly are grateful for.
Yeah. And I've heard people say that Disneyland or Disney World is better. But I've been to both and I don't feel like there's such a discrepancy that you could notice it.
I am just so grateful that, like I said, we have a place that we can go to as a family or without. Like, I can totally, and I'm not counting down the days or anything, but I can totally imagine us traveling alone together, Bruce, and being there and having a great time.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Just saying.
I mean, we're at that point now where we go with our kids, but our kids are old enough to at least go off and venture off on their own a little bit. And that's another thing that you can do. Like, if you go to Mexico, you're not letting your kids venture off by themselves.
Not that we're... Are we sending this message right now for real?
I am.
Okay.
You may not be, but I am.
I'm moving on. Okay.
But if I go to Disney...
You're going to let your kids wander off?
I don't let my kids wander off, but if we're in the Magic Kingdom and they want to go on an attraction and I don't, I feel pretty comfortable letting them do that.
Okay. All right.
Good. I have trackable devices on them in their pocket they don't know about.
The next one I really, really want to share right now. And this one is, we're super grateful for Marty Sklar and the opportunity that we had to get to know him.
Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing Marty's book in Hollywood Studios.
Dream It, Do It.
Yeah, 4 years ago, was it now?
It was a while.
And I saw that book, and it was the first, like, I'm not a huge reader.
Right, we know this.
I like to listen to books.
Yes.
And I saw that book, and it was the first book in a while that I was like, I want to get that book and read it. And I actually read it on the plane ride back. And
I should have taken a photo, but I did witness.
It was a great book, and I remember, not that I was like, knew we were going to do a podcast or had any inclination that we would ever talk to Marty, but to look back now after being able to have Marty on the show and talk to him, that is an amazing experience to me. To read someone's book and then 4 years later be able to actually talk to the gentleman who worked with Walt Disney, to me is an experience that probably is not going to happen too often.
No, without a doubt. And I'm truly grateful for this podcast and the opportunity that it gave us to get to know such a Disney legend and such a passionate person that really truly cared for what he believed in, what, you know, his vision carried Walt's, and he was often referred to as the voice of Walt Disney because a lot of things that he wrote for Walt Disney, like whether it was for TV or whatever, he carried that well past Walt's death, and it was really incredible for us to have that opportunity. I'm so grateful for everything he's done for the Walt Disney Company, his books, Dream It, Do It, My Half Century Creating Disney's Magic Kingdoms, and then his recent one, One Little Spark, which actually is a great, great, great book, even for teens.
I think it's a better book for teens than adults.
It is. It's just it's a great book. You guys should definitely check it out. Or if you have kids, great Christmas gift. But I think that's something that will always stay very close to my heart.
Yeah. It just, and you were nervous talking to Marty.
I was so nervous. I wish we could go back.
Yeah, you wish you could go back and kind of do it over so that way you could maybe be a little bit more relaxed and enjoy the conversation more than being nervous about it.
Right.
But we weren't in person either. So technology has to be on our side when we do these conversations, which is another nerve-wracking experience.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's out of your control.
I know. I was just, imagine that, everything, the stars were aligned that day because our technology and everything worked perfectly. And when he answered, I think you can hear my voice. It was kind of shaky, but I remember I remember the day we recorded. I remember hanging the phone, and I remember just bursting out in tears and just in such excitement. And I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe Marty took 30 minutes or whatever time to talk to Bruce and Connie.
I remember Marty putting us on hold and putting his other phone line and taking it off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he didn't want to get interrupted.
Yeah. I mean, so amazing. He just wanted to spread his word and his message, and just those memories will just last me a lifetime, and I'm truly grateful for that.
And I hope that we have more conversations with people moving forward, and as we do them more, maybe we won't be as nervous, but I'm sure we will be.
I'm sure at least I will be.
I want to have multiple conversations with people, so that way the second time around, maybe you're not as nervous.
Yeah. I fangirl too much, and then I just, like, shut down.
I think
so it's the Bruce show.
You are too concerned about what you're going to say instead of just letting the conversation flow.
Well, not only that, but then I can't, like, I get tongue-tied. So right. That's the problem. But anyway, I just want to say thank you. And if you guys can, check out those two books. I think that they're both a great read and very inspiring.
Yeah, we'll link them up in the episode for this. If you want to go to unlockingthemagic.com. We'll link up both of Marty's books in this episode.
So the next thing I'm truly grateful for, I know this is going to sound like a plug for them, but I really, truly am.
Well, it is a plug for them.
Well, it is a plug for them, but I don't know if everyone listening knows how much we are so grateful for. And it's our two sponsors, Kingdom Strollers and Enchanted Escapes Travel. Both have been with us from the very beginning. They saw something in us, I think, and we as well saw something in them, and we truly appreciate both of their supports. Kingdom Strollers, a great family company, just a hardworking guy doing the right thing and trying to create this company and help you guys with your vacations.
Yeah, Matt and his wife actually started Kingdom Strollers, which was a great story, and we actually did an episode with Matt that we have on our website that I will link up in the show notes, and you can hear kind of the story of how we got started. It's like, it's a really great story of running a family business around something that you enjoy.
And that's truly what is super important to us, especially when, you know, we link up with partners or sponsors. We need to see their vision, and we need to, you know, have the same goals in mind. And to see those, you know, people hardworking, really trying to make a difference and build this company, I think is truly super amazing.
Yes, well as Enchanted Escapes, and their website is enchanted-escapes.com if you want to help with your next Disney vacation. But we've gotten many emails from them that sometimes it's emails like, we started working for Enchanted Escapes.
Yeah, or I know, right?
That we went on a April, or
not we, but like other, like,
yeah,
listeners.
We didn't start working for them.
Yeah.
Someone emailed us saying they did,
right?
Or they booked with Enchanted Escapes and one of their representatives was really great, helped them through the whole process. And those are the emails that we like to get. Like, if we suggest something to you, we want it to be a good service and for them to follow through, kind of like what we do. So it has to be cohesive. And I think that working with Kingdom Strollers and Enchanted Escapes over the last year and a half has been a very great experience. And it gives us the opportunity to actually do this podcast, because it allows us to produce a show weekly and consistently.
Exactly. So thank you, guys. I don't know if either of them are listening to this show right now, but the owners of both companies. But I just want to say thanks to you guys and your support, and that's all.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this, thank you.
Thank you, for real. I really wanted to start that off by saying, if there's one thing is I am super grateful for, is you guys listening.
Right.
Again, it's not always easy.
Not you guys, just you listening.
Just you.
The
just
one
you.
Person right now in your car driving.
I'm bad at this.
At the gym that has headphones in. Thank you.
I need to work on my podcasting skills.
Yeah, we're talking to one person right now, Connie.
Sorry, Bruce. Okay. Yes. So thank you.
Yes.
And
join us on Facebook. This podcast is awesome, but the Facebook live show is awesomer.
Awesomer.
I believe so, because it's fun. And the thing that I enjoy most about the podcast, the Facebook live show, is it's not just a one-way conversation. And I don't mean one-way conversation like Connie's not listening to me right now.
I'm not.
I mean like a one-way conversation where you can interact with us and ask us questions. And
Do you think our listeners tune out like I do towards the end? I'm totally tuned out right now.
I hope not, because that's where all the good info is.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And those are all the calls to action that I need people to take.
Whoops.
So don't tune out now, please. Tune in.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure.
Back in. Sorry.
Are you still there?
Hello.
All right.
Okay.
Facebook Live. Go to Facebook. Just type in Unlocking the Magic and join us Monday nights, 8 p.m. If you're listening to this when the podcast episode comes out, our next Monday Night Live show will probably be from Walt Disney World.
Fingers crossed.
So we'll join us there. If you want to see more videos, extra podcast episodes, get these podcasts early, you should definitely join us on Patreon. It's very, very, very inexpensive, but it's great info and it's a lot of fun in there. And I like the fact that in our Patreon group, it's not just us throwing pictures and photos in there, but it's people who are in the group, and it's like everybody helps each other out on the next Disney vacation, so it's a pretty cool group. Why are you laughing?
Because you said Fipchers.
Yes.
And at first, when you said
they're Facebook pictures, so I put them together. Fipchers.
My first thought went to, I thought you were going to say fits. Like, it's not just us throwing fits.
Oh, it's not just us. There's a lot of people throwing fits in there. Oh, my gosh. They can't get Tonga toast. They don't know what it is. They've never had it before. We keep talking about it.
Okay.
So anyway, you can find that on our website, unlockingthemagic.com, and all the social, like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that you can find on the website. If you want to, on that episode for today, I will link up everything we talked about in this episode to Marty's two books. What else did I talk about? The interview with Matt from Kingdom Strollers. You can go listen to that. That'll all be on this episode. That's it for me.
I think you gave a lot of info there.
Oh, I thought you meant like a lot of enthusiasm and other things, but you just wanted to say I gave a lot of info.
You always share plenty of enthusiasm, plenty of info, and I actually sparked back up when I started to listen again, and I caught you on your mistake. So keep sending your pictures. Those are Facebook pictures.
Thanks, Connie.
And what he said.
Cool. See you guys on the next podcast episode of the show, and hopefully we'll see you Monday night at 8 p.m.
Sounds good.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.